But isn't this so contradictory, though, to the mind of man? I mean, when we sent troops into Iraq, the president didn't say, well, you know, we're only going to send a few because that will work. Rather than that, what does he do? He amasses a large army, because the larger the army, the larger the artillery, the better chances of winning. We haven't won yet. But nevertheless, that's the idea. So I would think that a man like Gideon should say to God, now listen, I don't think you have the strategy about winning wars, because we win wars on the basis of numbers. But Gideon is resolved in his thinking to follow God's order and to agree with God on the manner in which God functions. It is of God, and as a result, that's the way the victory is going to come. As he designates what is essential and necessary for victory, obedience is the thing that must follow it.
I'd like to say a word about leadership. I think it's important at this time that Gideon and you and I, if we're following Christ, how many of us would like to follow a coward into battle? Any of you that have ever, none of you here have, I guess. Emil, you're the only one that's had a little military experience, but you would never want to do that. You want the person that is the commander in chief, if you would say, or the captain of the company. You want him to exhibit before you, and I'm speaking in a natural way, the confidence that the war can be won with your help and you're willing to follow him. Now, I think we want to take that on the spiritual side. Gideon is going to be further tested. I don't find that Gideon is standing here arguing with God when God says to Gideon, Gideon, the people are still too many. I'm not sure he wasn't a bit surprised. But the people are still too many. But Gideon's confidence is not in the people. And this is what we need to see for us. Again, we need leadership amongst the young today. Let's be honest about that. We need it in young, solid brothers. We need it in sisters that are, I would almost say, willing and able to pave the way, who are those that others can look up to and say in a right way, you know, I'd like to be like she is. I would like to be like that brother is. Not that the brother or sister is the object that is before them, but they see Christ in someone. And, you know, they want to emulate that. Now, if you have a question about that, turn to Titus. Look at Titus sometime and see what the Lord says about brothers and sisters and young people that are examples for others. That their conversation would be as such. We have the whole list of things there. So Gideon is a wonderful example. He has confidence in God, and he's going forth in that confidence, willing to trust God in whatever he says. And so the Lord has said unto Gideon, Gideon, we've got a problem. The people that are with thee are too many. Now, the people that are with me are too many to give the Midianites into their hands. They're not too many for God. The Midianites are not too many. It's not a problem with the power arrangement. It's God dealing with his people. Look at what he says. Lest Israel vault themselves against me. God is looking at the consequence of giving that battle to this many people. And he says, I can't do that because they will vault themselves against me and they will say, I have done this great thing. Gideon does not question God, does he?
But that's an encouraging for many who come from a small assembly. We don't have 32,000 in our meeting. We don't have 10,000 in our meeting. We even have 300 in our meeting. You know, you would think, well, I'm alone in my meeting. There's only a couple of families. It's nobody else. But I think what Brother Chuck said, and I hope you quote it, the strength is not really a number. It's the leader. Who are we following? It doesn't matter. The Lord said two or three. That's what the Lord said. You know, say 2 or 3. You need 2,000 or 3,000. Lord said, 2 or 3. 2,000, 3,000 are fine, but 2 or 3. The Lord is not looking for quantity. He's looking for quality. Doesn't matter. 32,000, they're really not many, because again, the Gideonites were much more than that. But God said, no, these guys are, they could not fit for the battle. Just tell them to go home. You're afraid? Go home. Okay, I said it the other day. Christianity is not for sissies. You want to be a Christian and you want to stand up for the Lord, you stand up for the Lord and you be a man or you be a woman of God. None of this nonsense that, well, you know. The Lord said, I can't use somebody like that. Go home. I have no use for you. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to influence somebody. You're going to scare somebody else. So, I need good influence in the company. Send them home. And he sent 22. I mean, he said, just go home. And all of a sudden, Gideon probably is looking, what's going on? Everybody, what did I say? Everybody, oh, okay. Everybody's gone. And he looked. What am I going to do with 10,000? And the Lord said, now, okay, I think Gideon was anticipating. The Lord said, well, should blow the trumpet again and let's see if we could get a couple of more good people there. The Lord said, no, 10,000 also are too many. I'm going to take them to the water. And there, I don't want to jump ahead, but another test comes in. But again, numbers doesn't matter. That what matters is the leader. In the meeting, the most important thing, the most important one, it's the presence of the Lord. If there are 200, that's great. If it's 20, that's great. If it's 2, that's great. The most important thing, who are we gathered around? That is the most important thing. Because the Lord, to him, great or little, it doesn't really matter. And to us, it should be the same way. We should not be discouraged if we are few in number. We should be more, because we should tell others about it. But we should not be discouraged if few in number. I hear young people say, oh, there's no young people in my meeting, I'm going someplace else. Well, if you are one of those 22,000, might as well go. Because I don't want you to sit around and scare everybody else and get everybody's hand down. You've got to be an encouragement, a source of encouragement, not a source of discouragement.
I think there's an important point that we shouldn't run over. God says, the people are too great for me to give. Even in small assemblies, it's an issue of God will not have any flesh to glory in his presence. And this is the point here with Gideon. God wants to show, and he wants us to see, that the same God who was able to demonstrate to Gideon in private the confirmation that Gideon was to lead the people is the same God that's going to give into the hands of a few, by his might, the victory over the Midianites. You see, it's not so much that God wants to only have 300 people. God can use one, he can use 2,200, but he wants us to recognize that it is the power. And what's the verse that we have on the front of our booklets? That it is not, we have in these vessels, these earthen vessels, read it. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And I think, young people, when we get to that, the sense, God wants to demonstrate his power in our lives, utilizing us for victories, so that we glory? No, no. That the glory would be to him and his son. And I think that's the lesson he's going to take us through.